Hi, it's Kat Spencer with Claudia Marquez. Where the Saint is said, and got a text from Terry, who listens to our show, loves what we do. She has a question for you and us. And the audience, actually.
Perfect. Okay.
Terry says, we are having our first child 2 months from now.
Oh, first of all, congratulations, yeah. Terry. This is exciting news. Especially, rest up and catch up on that sleep.
First one's always exciting.
Yes.
Terry says, the name of our child is not a secret. However, whenever we tell people the name we've chosen, we find everybody has a comment. And not always positive. Almost to the point, we might actually change the name we have chosen.
See, Terry, please don't change the name. Everybody's going to have a say on no matter what. But eventually, you know what I find? Names stick. And then people just kind of get used to them and nobody ever talks about it anymore. It's only before, as if exactly they're trying to sort of give in their two cents.
Before the child is even born, before the child exists, that's when you go, eh. And, you know, I'd say 90% of the people are just trying to be nice. Just kind of, and they're giving their natural reaction.
I know.
There is sort of a common courtesy, I think, looking back, you should always give a positive expression about
it. I think so, because choosing a name is something that's very difficult. It could be very stressful. Like, that name is going to stick with that child for the rest of their lives, right? And I think that's why more and more people are not so much inclined to say what the name is going to be to anybody until the baby's born.
I think Terry, too, if you're listening, this is very common. This is very common. I'm sure we can find Montrealers who have been through the same situation and tell us what your experience was and give advice to Terry when people always comment on the name of their new baby.
That's right. We want to know, like, is it something that you did? Did you tell everybody the name? Did you not? And what about her? Did she tell you the name that she wants to name the baby?
Actually, she did.
Did she? What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because I just realized that would influence perhaps the decisions and the texts that we are going to get.
Okay, you're going to tell me later?
I'll tell everybody in like two songs.
Okay, perfect.
Right after you text your advice
Terry. Okay.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix, the Beat 92.5. So we got a text from a new mom. She's having a baby in 2 months, first child. And whenever she tells anybody the child's name, she gets sometimes some strange comments or looks. And now she's not happy with people and may want to change the name.
That's right. And didn't we all, right? Anytime you'll tell your baby name to somebody, somebody's going to have an opinion about it. And not everybody's going to like it. Look, mm-hmm. I named my daughter Lily Blue. Not everybody loves it, but I'm all for eccentric. We're getting so many texts, it's hard to keep up. Melanie says, you can't go with what people tell you. Priority for you at first is the name that you like. Two, it's not a name that people can bug your kid with. And third, it's nobody's business but yours. My kids are called Emmerich and Aliabel. And trust me, never stopped at what people would say. Mark says you should have a list of two or three names because once you actually meet the baby, it doesn't mean that the name that you necessarily like is going to suit them.
That's
depending on what they look like, right? And their personality. And then we named our daughter Mackenzie 26 years ago and we received a lot of grief. However, our daughter has turned out into the strong woman we always knew that she would.
All right. I'm going to reveal the name now from our texter.
Oh, yay.
Terry said I can say it on air.
Okay.
And the name of their future son is Baltimore.
I love it.
Baltimore?
That's so original.
It's very original, and that's probably why it gets a little bit of strange comments or people are trying to process it.
It's
at
so
the time.
Strong, though.
Stick with it,
Baltimore.
Terry.
Yeah.
Just like Paula did with her son's name, this is like the perfect story and perfect wrap up. Take it away, Paula.
When we brought our son home, like, we didn't have a name for like at least 2 or 3 days. We agonized over it, and then one night my parents were over, and we finally told them the name. And I was super excited, and my dad was totally on board, but my mom, like, the look on her face was, like, total disappointment and disgust. And I was so hormonal and whatever, and I literally, like, I had to leave the room and, like, just cry my eyes out, but... I knew that was the name that fitted him.
Well, we got to know his name. First of all, what's your son's name?
So his name is Domenico.
Domenico.
Yeah.
So what's your advice then to Terry?
You have to stay, like, if it's something you love, you have to stick with your gut. It really, you have to ignore everything else. And in the end, like, it's going to be the same thing. Like, within a few months, everyone's going to look at that baby and they couldn't picture it being named anything else.